Manchester Boston Regional Airport, Ted Kitchens, Executive Director, wanted to get him on with an update. And Ted, good Wednesday morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jack, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, and thank you. I know you're very busy, so thank you for your time. Just a few moments. Now, I did some flying.
Hey, no worries.
I did some flying last week, and a lot of people are going to Florida or coming back and forth, and that's normal this time of year. But what I'm hearing, and I want you to give us some details, is get to the airport a little bit earlier, because there are some uncertainties with staffing shortages, different carriers, and also Mother Nature once in a while, like the other day in Virginia and D.C., causing backups. And doesn't take much to put a ripple in the system. That's what I'm hearing. Tell us what's going on, Ted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Mother Nature certainly did throw us a curveball with a storm that hit the metro D.C. area pretty hard. And, of course, we have three airports that we serve in that area, and if you extend that out just a little bit more and include Philadelphia and then Newark, that's five airports that we connect through that were taken out by one storm. So yes, this happens this time every year. It just happens to be a perfect storm with the COVID staffing shortages and just a resurgence in demand in general. It's just a combination of all three things that are kind of playing themselves out right now.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't heard much on, well, the staffing shortages. It's not just airlines, Ted, and you know this. It's healthcare. It's police departments. We have an update coming up from the Commissioner of Education this morning. It's schools. It's all professions. Employers are dealing with uncertainties. If someone's been exposed to COVID and they test positive, they're out. If they're sick, they're out. So that's staffing shortages are a big part of this, right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, CDC just changed their guidelines this morning, I believe it was, to add a testing component to after 5 days of isolation. And, I think that's going to help, shorten the quarantine period. But it certainly is not helping right now, and getting people back, into at least into my industry, back into work. Then you throw in, some of the things that we have to face as an airport, with no snow operations and all these other things, it becomes a very tricky and complicated balancing act.
So, Ted, until this is the unknown, it's like Mother Nature, right? Until we don't know, I'm hoping that we're at the peak of this surge. I'm hoping that this surge with Omicron, which is the most contagious, we're at this peak, kind of, get through January and things start to get a little bit better. That's my hope anyway. That's my hope. I'm optimistic. Until that happens, we might not get some more predictability right on the routes of some of the carriers when we have snags.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that will help, aviation get back online a little bit quicker is that typically there's a downturn in the flights and probably starting right about now, typically in each year. So usually about 1 week after New Year's, and that kind of continues all the way, into February. And that's just because holiday travel's over, people are back at school again. It's just like September is a weak month for aviation. January and February are also sometimes weak months in terms of demand. So airlines, draw down their schedules a little bit, and so maybe there'd be a better matching of the flying schedule to the staffing that they have, and that may allow them to catch back up after this wave passes. I'm optimistic too, but I've been optimistic before.
It's interesting, Ted, on the one my flight that I had a week or so ago, one of the interesting things the captain said, and I just love airlines where the team is upbeat and they're communicative and they're talking to you even if there is a delay, and they were really top notch. And he just said, for what are you worried about our cabin air? He took a moment to just talk about the quality of the air conditioning and the air system now. They've taken all these protocols, and he said it's probably cleaner air than you're going to get the rest of your day. A lot of people just chuckled and made him feel better. It was a small point he made, but he was proud of the system they had on the plane.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of conflating of, I get sick whenever I fly. That's not necessarily because of the airplane. It could be because you're switching time zones, you're meeting people you don't know, your sleep schedule is messed up. You're not maybe eating or exercising as much as you are. All the points that you made earlier about, getting better, right?
Yeah.
and having strong immune systems. So I think there's a lot of conflation there that, I got on an airplane and got sick. But coming into an aircraft is actually coming from the outside, and it gets heated up.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cold out there when you're at 36,000 feet.
Yeah.
And it gets heated up by the engine, right? I mean,
right.
And it gets, so there's actually a very, you know, eco-friendly way of cooling an aircraft down is using bleed air, as they call it,
yeah.
You know, from the engines. And it gets heated up and gets circulated through the HEPA filters and out it goes through the exhaust system. So, you know, it is a very clean environment, typically. It's just there are all these other things that are going on in your life that usually allow a germ or a virus to come and get you, you know, because of your depressed immune system. So,
right.
You know, I'm not a health expert, but, you know, I think the air on board an aircraft is very safe.
And the final thing, Ted Kitchens, I was impressed at just how many people were traveling with all the protocols, you know, mask in the airport, mask in the plane. But people, the numbers, I mean, the plane I was on, both flights were full. The airport lobby, the people are flying. They were flying all last week, even with the delays. People have been out there flying.
Yep. And I just ask everybody to be a little bit patient, be understanding, be flexible in your travel plans. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal of aviation, the whole aviation ecosystem, is to get you there safely and securely, and that's number one priority. I'll always be the number one priority. So they're trying to do the best that they can. It's not the gate agent's fault. It's not the flight crew's fault. It's not the ticket counter agent fault. Don't take out your frustrations on them. That's not fair to them. They're trying to do everything they can do to get you to your destination.
All right. Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport. Are we getting back to from the other day with the Mother Nature stuff and the Virginia, the storm system? Are we getting back to normal flights today out of Manchester?
Yeah, we're still a little bit canceled, too high of a cancellation rate for me right now. And that's just because flight crews are displaced all over the system right now. And they're trying to get those flight crews, you know, back to their destination and so they can get the full schedule going again. So it's still, we're hopefully we're on the backside of the ripple, but we'll see.
Right.
Next day or two will be very, very interesting to see how it plays out.
Ted Kitchens, thank you very much, Manchester Boston Regional Airport. We might catch you again on Thursday or Friday for a quick update if you can remember, or maybe I'll connect with our team. All right, thank you.
Yep, all right.